for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Shalom, and welcome to the Everlasting Nation broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions in Hickson, Tennessee. I am Aaron Broughton, your host for today, and thank you for tuning in. Today, I would like to share with you another tidbit of Bible and archaeology in the land of Israel. Over and over, archaeology confirms the truth that we know in the Bible. I love the Bible's small details that it gives in passages that we many times just glance over. One of these small details involves a unique inscription that was discovered outside of a tomb in the Kidron Valley in the city of Jerusalem, actually near the city of David. You may find this piece of rough-hewn limestone somewhat unimpressive, as it was damaged by someone who chiseled out part of the stone when they tried to enlarge the tomb's entrance. Now, here's the question. Whose tomb inscription was this? To find the answer, let's now go to London, England, to the British Museum to see this artifact. The inscription was discovered in 1870 by French archaeologist and diplomat Charles Clermont Ganneau. He chiseled it out of the rock and then sent it to the British Museum where it resides today. An Israeli epigraphist determined that this writing was dated from the same time as the inscription from Hezekiah's tunnel, meaning that both inscriptions are from the same time period. This is important to note as we open our Bibles to the book of Isaiah. Now the tomb inscription that's at the British Museum reads as follows. This is the tomb of Shebniau, the royal steward. There is no silver or gold here, only his bones and the bones of his maidservant with him. Cursed be the man who opens this. Striking words. Well, Isaiah 22 records the story of the house steward of King Hezekiah in Jerusalem. This story was written as Isaiah called Israel to trust in God for their protection from the invading Assyrian forces. There was a great need for Israel's leaders to serve the people and rely on God's direction. While Israel and Judah were on their heels by the advancing army, the royal steward named Shebna was more concerned about building his tomb and making a name for himself. In truth, Shebna was an unfaithful steward. The prophet Isaiah condemned Shebna, saying, "Thus saith the Lord God of hosts, Go, get thee unto this treasurer, even unto Shebna, which is over the house, and say, What hast thou here? And whom hast thou here? That thou hast hewed thee out a sepulchre here, as he heweth him out a sepulchre on high, and that graveth an habitation for himself in the rock?" God's judgment, as proclaimed by Isaiah, was direct and appropriate. Because of his pride, Shebna was to be removed from his position as a royal steward and would die in captivity. In fact, all of his efforts for an elaborate funeral for himself would be a waste of time. The only thing left to remember him was the inscription above the tomb's entrance that was defaced by someone who did not even realize what they were chiseling away. So, what can we learn from this lesson? God said that Shebna would be replaced by Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah. Unlike Shebna, Eliakim was a faithful steward whom God strengthened, and the responsibility of holding the key of David, which means managing the house of King Hezekiah. He was to be like a nail or peg in the wall that would not be taken down. In other words, he was dependable. Now, in looking at Eliakim, we also see that Jesus is really the ultimate example of a faithful steward. An interesting parallel passage to this is found in Revelation chapter 3 in the message to the church at Philadelphia. Verse 7 reads, "These things saith he that is holy, he that is true. He hath the key of David. He that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. Indeed, with Jesus watching over us in the affairs of the kingdom, we can trust him for even the smallest details of life and eternity." God is looking for faithful stewards that are not afraid to serve him by using our resources wisely. As a steward looks into the details of his master's house, even so we can appreciate learning of the details of archaeology, such as the tomb inscription of Shebna. You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.